Hi there, it is a 52 Weeks of Inspiration. Recently, I read the book Stripped Down, which was written by Bunny XO, also known as Jelly Roll's wife. I was really drawn to this book because of my own trauma that I went through in my life, and I knew that she was going to be writing about abuse and trauma that she had suffered in her life. When she had posted online some pictures of her, what she looked like after she was beat up, it was really triggering in some ways for me because I, in my abuse, could have never taken a picture of myself. Never. And it's interesting because I saw those pictures and I was like, why didn't I ever take a picture of myself? Calling the police and documenting what was happening to me would have been mortifying for me. I was so embarrassed and so ashamed. I was taking on layers of makeup and coming up with the most outlandish stories about why my lip was cut or why I had some stitches in my head or why I couldn't have you touch my arm accidentally and I would cry out in pain, all those things. Or why I was on crutches because my back was completely messed from being pushed down the stairs. I could go on and on and on, but black eyes, all the things. And I never once occurred to me in throughout that time to document anything that had happened to me, because I was so busy trying to hide it and cover it up, I never wanted evidence or proof of it. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because there are some women who may document what happened to them or take a picture or share with a friend or, leave for a period of time from their spouse and say, yeah, he did this and this and this, and tell you. But I want you to know that we're also living in a world of women, especially women my age, 54, I think I'm going to be this year and over, that their mothers hid their abuse. And so go easy, go gently, and know that if you intuitively feel something, which I think that some of my friends and family did intuitively feel, but never said anything or acted on that because they didn't want to offend me, but your gut is always right. And so as a woman or as a man, if you feel that someone may be physically, mentally, emotionally abused, and even though they're not talking about it and they're not leaving and they're not saying anything about it and they're kind of hiding in the shadows, please know that it's not because they think it's okay, and it's not because they don't want help, and it's not because they don't think that they don't think they should be there. They know they shouldn't be there. They're just living in fear and they're living in crisis mode. They're afraid to leave and they're afraid to stay. But sometimes the fear greater than leaving is the fear greater than staying. They're afraid to call the police because they fear that if the law doesn't do anything, which is proven over and over again, it often doesn't. But if the law doesn't do anything, then what ends up happening is the next beating or the next abuse is worse. These are women that have been taught to sweep things under the rug, and they will sweep sexual abuse, they will sweep child abuse, they will sweep domestic abuse, they will sweep anything and everything under the rug. So, interrupted by a phone call, meant to be, I guess I'm making my point. The point is that go gently, go easy. As frustrating as it may be, if you're a child listening to this who watched your mother be abused, or if you have someone in a family member right now that's being abused, or if you yourself are shaming and ridiculing yourself from the abuse that you suffered, go easy, go gently. Remember that everyone's abusive experience will be different, and it's okay if you hid it. It's okay if you didn't document it. It's okay if you never wanted to talk about it until now. As long as you're on that healing journey and you're pulling those pieces of yourself, that broken little spirit, and evaluating and examining and healing and moving forward, that's all that matters. Have a great day, and I hope in some way maybe this message reached someone today that needed to hear this.